Okay, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Nesach Avodah Zarah, and today we are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Avodah Zarah Shinichua of Dehal, and Avodah Zarah whose worshippers have left it, have abandoned it. So Bishah Shalom Mutaras, if it was at a time that it was a time of Shalom, there was no war going on, so that's it. They've abandoned it, that's their being Mevatalin, and therefore it becomes Mutar Bahana'ah. Why didn't they take it with them? But Bishah Smulchama Asura, if it's a time of war and they can't take everything with them, and they were in a rush or whatever, so then we assume they were just running away because of the war, but they were not mevatel the avodah zarah. B'yumso shel malachim harei lemutaros. If you have a stage that's set up for the king, that's mutter bahana, even though they put avodah zarah on it. Because they put the avodah zarah on it only when the kings come by, but when the kings are gone, then they take these things down, and therefore it's not considered to be a permanent place of avodah zarah. Mishnah Zayin. Shalos hazakenim baromi. They asked the zakenim in Rome. Ein ratzon b'avodah zarah. If Hashem really hates avodah zarah as much as he says he does, lamein mevatel. Why doesn't he just rid the world of avodah zarah? Meaning he has the power to destroy everything. So Amar lahen. So the Chacham said back to them, ilu davar shein tzarich li'olam bo hayu ovdin hayu mevatel. If the things that people worship were things that the world didn't need to exist, he would be mevatelit. But look what they're worshipping, the sun, the moon, the stars, the mazalos. So Hashem destroyed the whole world and everything that makes the world go round because of some fools. So then Hashem should take a stand and he should destroy things that are not necessary for the world to continue to run. So we have a statue that people worship. Let him destroy that. So the Chacham said back, then the people who worship the sun are going to say that, oh, that's a raya, that our avodah zarah is the real avodah zarah. Because look, everything else was batal. Everything else came to its knees. But our avodah zarah is the real deal. So that's why Hashem doesn't destroy any of the avodah zarahs, and he relies on our good sense and our bechira chavshas to do the right thing. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we said that if the worshippers of an avodah zarah abandoned it at a time of peace, then we assume it's batel. At a time of war, we assume it's aser. If there are stages or pedestals that they put in honor of kings, that they put avodah zarahs on, that's not going to be aser bahana, because they only do it when the kings are passing by. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that the philosophers asked the Zakenim in Rome why Hashem doesn't destroy the avodah zarah himself if he hates it so much. And he said because they worship, the Zakenim said, because they worship things that the world needs. Why doesn't he destroy at least the avodah zarahs that the world doesn't need? Because then it's going to make the worshippers of the things that the world does need have a taina that their avodah zarah is the real and the correct avodah zarah. And that would be obviously quite terrible. Okay, next time, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches.